Now on to your comments. Each week we go through your letters and voicemails to get your take on stories we've covered on News and Notes. A recent roundtable discussion about a California bill that would require school textbooks to include the contributions of gays and lesbians received several responses. Here's a clip from part of the discussion from our Monday, May 15th roundtable. Let me quickly get to the last topic of the day, and that is a California State Senate passed a bill last week that would require textbooks in public schools to instruct students on contributions by gay and lesbians in the state's development there in California. Also, a contribution of transgender people. They believe that it will win, at least Democrats do, support in the General Assembly, and then we would see that move with real legislation. Forthwith, Robert George, do you see this as an important move that may work its way across the country?
I certainly hope not. I mean, if you've got certain individuals who sort of specifically identify themselves as gay and lesbian and have made contributions, I have no problem in terms of putting them in the basic curriculum. But if a lot of this is sort of an ex post facto identification of this person was gay and that person was lesbian, when that was never a specific aspect of who they were or how they identified themselves, I think it just becomes more of this sort of kind of historical feel goodness, which I think helps it may help the gay rights lobby, but I don't think it really helps us in learning helping students learn anything really about the history of California or the history of the United States.
Listener Aretha Powers of New York City disagreed with some members of our roundtable. She left us this voicemail.
I was disturbed by the tenor of the discussion regarding the state of California's proposed inclusion of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people in textbooks. The fact is that many historical figures are already in the pages of history books with their sexual identities obscured or buried, as if the facts would sully their legacy. My understanding is that the curriculum will include the gay movement and take sexual identity out of the shadows. One of your panelists stated that this should only be noted if people, quote, specifically identified themselves as gay or lesbian. Even a basic understanding of American history makes it evident that until recently, the threat of violence or social stigma were so great it made being out of the question.
We also received several emails about our story on Marsha Glover Banks. Banks is a mother of three battling terminal cancer. She shared her brave story and talked about her faith in God and the strength she gets from her three loving daughters. Kimberly Bosley of Nevada summed up the sentiments of many listeners. She writes, "The story about brave Marsha, the mother of three who was diagnosed with terminal illness, really touched my heart. My prayers are with her and her daughters." And we appreciate all of your comments, good or bad. We want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330, or you can email us. Log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.